This is Dr. Mejia, dictating for patient Margaret Jones, medical records 141020, date of birth 7/14/1950, referring physician Dr. Kenneth Lim. Procedure perform EGD, secondary procedures biopsy, date of the procedure February 2nd, 2022. Indications, dysphagia, history of esophageal stricture, history of polyp and nodule stomach, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, mild white exudate in the upper esophagus, likely consistent with candida esophagitis, number 2, small hiatal hernia, number 3, the two nodules in the antrum of the stomach, major and lesser curvature, has been identified, similar size as previously identified, 1 centimeter for the lesser curvature and about 5 millimeters for the major curvature period. Otherwise, normal PR and EGD PR paragraph. Deformization, second portion of the duodenum, complication done immediately. Medication, aspirin, monitor anesthesia, care, PR paragraph. Open procedure, aspirin, EGD template, peer paragraph findings, otopharynx apionoma, peer paragraph esophagus. There's mild white exudate in the upper esophagus, likely consistent with candida esophagitis, peer paragraph, biopsy taken, period. The rest of the esophagus appear normal, biopsy taken from distal esophagus and mid esophagus, so eosinophilic esophagitis, peer paragraph. This is small hiatal hernia present, peer paragraph. Stomach, otherwise appear normal. There's two nodules, one about 5 millimeters in the major curvature, biopsy is taken, and another one smooth nodule in the lesser curvature, about 1 centimeter pure. Biopsies were taken, pure paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2, appear normal, pure paragraph. Biopsy taken from antrum body, throughout H. pylori, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anterior inflammation. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinically. Next number, patient will be started on Diflucan for treatment of candida esophagitis, period. Patient is to follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks, period. Endoscopic ultrasounds had already been done for stomach nodules, period. She's to follow up in GI office in 2 to 3 weeks.